If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're in West London for a week of acoustic gigs with Above and Beyond. We're at the Porchester Hall, which has been a gig and dance venue for many years.
And we just fell in love with this venue. I think, you know, the chandeliers and the decor are really appropriate for what we're about to do.
The plan of action that we have is to actually perform all our greatest hits, including one of our new tracks live, and then produce a film of it, so that we can share it with all the people who couldn't make it here.
Tony particularly had been wanting to do this for years. The three of us have all sort of missed doing live gigs. It's great to actually play our instruments to the public.
I think for me emotionally, this has been something that I wanted to do for some time. We don't really do anything live. We did a little gig in a hot air balloon a couple of years ago, just the three of us and Zoe singing. To a select audience of, I think, of 12 people. We thought, well, maybe we should do a bigger acoustic show. Let's not try and reproduce the dance record.
Yeah, I think another attraction for doing this was the fact that no one in the sort of dance scene has done something quite like this, I think, and it felt like, you know, something different. And also for the fans, I think they've been wanting to hear other interpretations of our music.
We really don't actually know how the fans are going to react to this. In a way, it's almost done for somewhat selfish reasons. It's a dream come true for us. We feel like we've come to the point where we can actually just do this. But on the other hand, we've always kind of felt remixing things into electronic music that, you know, we can always do a great remix of a great song. So this is a real test of the strength of the songs.
But what this acoustic format gives us is the chance to actually just take the song without any of the dance beat, any of the dance production that we're famous for, and see how it works just as a song. You're kind of laying the song bare and the lyrics and the melody bare.
When we're doing a big DJ tour, we know exactly what to expect within reason. We get some surprises, but we know what to expect. Whereas here, I think there's that magic in the air because of the fact that the audience don't know what to expect and we don't know what to expect. That's what it is, in a sense. That's what the great thing about these shows is the not knowing.
How we'd Thank you.
You pray to me.
it's interesting the way we work, because everyone does a little bit of everything, but we do have fairly sort of clear areas as well. I mean, me and Parve tend to work on more of the chords and harmony and the music side of things when writing, whereas Tony is definitely a lyrical man.
Jono's an amazing Rhodes player, always has been. I think everybody knows that apart from him. He's so sweetly insecure about it, but he's actually really, really good. Parvo's a great pianist, as is Jono. Parvo used to play the cello when he was at school, and we've really encouraged him to pick that up tonight. And I play a bit of guitar and do a bit of singing, and those things are things that I think we were all doing before we met and started Above and Beyond.
This acoustic project for me personally was very much about sort of almost going back to the sort of early days of my musical discovery, which has been really inspiring for songwriting. It's almost sort of refreshed my excitement for electronic music.
Parvo is very cinematic in the way he thinks about music, which I love too. And, you know, we're both very much into sort of film scores by people like Thomas Newman, John Debney. It suits music on the dance floor, but it also suits this kind of vibe.
The production process for dance music is very much somebody sitting at a computer with a mouse. It's a very unorganic and strangely kind of impersonal process, really. I think what this is a reconnection with the musicians that we were before we met, really. I think that the songs have been on an interesting journey to get here, because generally speaking, when we're writing songs, we do so in a, I guess what you'd say is an acoustic basis. We don't tend to just stick a bit of vocal over a track. That's not the way that we work. We try and start with a song and then use whichever elements we feel from that song will fit into whatever dance production that we make up.
You know, certain songs just felt like they just flowed, and there was no question of what to do with them. And then for some of the other songs, there was a lot of interplay with Bob, who is the musical director, who kind of put a different slant on the tracks, and that was really exciting to kind of be produced as an artist in the studio.
Being involved in the rehearsals and hearing how it's come together, I think in most respects it's kind of exceeded my expectations. I think the level of detail that Bob's gone to with the arrangements, the level of musicianship that we've got in the band, the sound that there is in this room, the location of it, the lighting, the whole thing is so much more exciting and cool than I imagined when we sort of first started thinking about it. I mean, if you think about the genesis of the idea is the four of us standing in a hot air balloon basket on a summer's day, you know, that's the kernel where it all started. And to see it like this, you know, we've got carried away in what we're wearing, you know, the whole thing. It's almost a piece of theatre, and that was kind of unexpected at the beginning, I think.
There was a time, there was a place, but there was fear inside. A witty line to save my face, a parachute of pride. To cross the line takes a tiny step, but will the spark cause the bridge to burn? My fear entwined with my regret, I beat a path for safe return. There's a thing called love that we all forget, and it's a wasted love that we all regret. You live your life just once, so don't forget about a thing called love. Don't forget, forget about a thing called love. Thank you. we're just the same, and you will never know my secret plan, how close we came to share another road. And have I lost my only chance to tell you how I feel inside? Is it just me? I'd like to know. Or are we all just a little blind? There's a thing called love that we all forget, and it's a wasted love that we all regret. You live your life just once, so don't forget about a thing called love. Don't forget, forget about a thing called love.
places you have been, but I can't escape. I can't wash this away. When lovers burn your mark so deep within, if I said I want you back, I'd be a liar. There's nothing left of us to long for anymore. But inside the ashes burns an endless fire, and every night I can't help reaching out for.
Lost out, you gave in to each
out and walked away. A final embrace, you won't turn, I won't chase, nothing more to say. But when the big wheel starts to spin, you can never know the odds. If you don't play, you never win. We were in heaven, you and I. And when I lay with you and close my eyes, our fingers touch the sky. I'm sorry, baby.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you.
Above and Beyond formed to do a remix that I'd been asked to do from Warner Brothers.
Then, once we'd done our first remix together, We just decided to do another one, and it flowed from there, really.
But before we actually started working together, Tony's background is from, you know, playing with bands. Jono's done actually quite a lot of playing with bands as well, and, you know, my background is from sort of theatre and classical music.
I think at the start we were remixers, but very quickly I think our songwriting and musicians' needs came through. We started doing our own material.
And then now we're here doing this sort of live acoustic thing. And it's actually going full circle in a sense, because we started out as musicians and now we're sort of going back to being just musicians again and, you know, stripping away all the synths and computers. It's funny, it feels like surprisingly normal, because I did a lot of gigs when I was younger as well, nothing as big as this, but you know, it's kind of normal to perform to some degree, although now, you know, obviously doing it to paid guests is slightly different to, you know, being in a teenage rock band or, you know, playing on a boat in Dartmouth and Devon.
I think where Above and Beyond sits now in 2013 is very conveniently for us on the side or the top of a very large exploding bubble. It's a very exciting time for electronic dance music. I think mostly fueled by the revolution in America, I think, which has put electronic music in the place that I think rock and roll was in the 50s. The first new music to appear on any radio format in America that your parents didn't know about.
I think what we're really lucky with is we've built things really slowly, so we've never tried to sort of leapfrog things. We've never tried to, you know, entertain the pop charts and that sort of thing. So we've always done things at our own pace. And as a result of that, the fans that we do have that turn up to these shows are really loyal, really lovely people. And we're really fortunate to have those people support us.
That's been, I think, very much a part of our culture the last few years, is the importance of the audience in our success, and the nature of the relationship that they have with our music, and the nature of the relationship that we have with them. And that's what the whole group therapy thing was all about.
By doing it slowly and surely and gradually upsizing the venues we've been playing, it's been a really nice way to do it, because we've built a real sense of trust with our audience.
The nature of that relationship and the trust that we feel that we've built up with those people is allowing us to do things like this in a fairly relaxed state. We just can just do what feels right to us.
To the end of this night. descend, to descend the purest sand into the sea, into the sea. Yeah, let's go. Let us be the sirens.
screams when you hold it. Love is not enough for me. Love is hurting if it screams. But if it's screaming out loud,
but I hold on and I Sideways, silver stars collide and fade away just like our love that died. And there is nowhere in this universe to hide from you tonight. I've wrestled with angels my life. It's always the halos and the wings that keep you blind. And if I fought with all the strength I held inside, I wouldn't be out here alone tonight. I wouldn't be standing alone tonight. Wouldn't be standing alone tonight. I wouldn't be standing alone tonight. I wouldn't be standing alone tonight. I left unsaid from the epilogue left lying in my head, where there is poetry and tragedy unread until tonight. There's no other angel quite like you. They broke the mold, 1,000 pieces, icy blue. Though I tried to realign them like I do, you and your own way, and I did too. So here I am, alone tonight, just like the western star I'm sinking. Curse me blind with straight and crooked thinking. Alone tonight, just like the western star I'm sinking. The angels curse me blind with straight and crooked thinking.
you very much indeed.
We can't believe it's gone so quickly. There's been like four incredible evenings, and it's something about, you know, rehearsing it with these 15 amazing musicians, but there's nothing quite like sharing this with every single one of you, and that's what really makes it special. Thank you.
Every song that we play tonight, of course, most of you will know all of those songs, and probably most of you will have heard them first as club records. Excuse me, just one second. But believe it or not, most of them started life as something very similar to what you've just heard, more acoustic-sounding things. And to give you a flavour of that, we're going to play something that we've just written. It's called Making Plans, and this is how it sounded when we wrote it.
Time held its breath. A motionless spell of rapture. Across the room, a memory had been captured, and through the years, though distance lay between us, I can't read your torch to illuminate the darkness, and I still lose myself in that orange glowing moment when your upturned face seemed to answer all my questions. But when I as I do from time to time now, where it all went wrong, is there really any point in making plans? In making plans.
And I
going into this project, I would have never really quite imagined how I'd feel right now.
I wasn't really expecting it to feel as good as it does. I mean, I said to somebody last night, you know, this may be the best week of my life. I mean, it really is, for me, the culmination of so much. To be able to have built up the repertoire of songs that Jono and Paavo and myself and the others have written.
I think it's felt really rewarding as a musician, actually, to show these songs to our fans in a different light. I think that's been the thing for me.
The payoff is just that adrenaline rush that you get when things go really well and seeing the reaction in the room.
It's been a great opportunity just to play piano as well, I'm playing the electric piano at this gig, but you know, it's been great to get back on the instruments and actually play again.
There's so much talent there, from Jono and Paavo to all the players that we've got, the strings and the harp, the bass player, Tim in the middle playing all sorts of bits and pieces, that to be a part of that musical force is just one of the most wonderful feelings I can ever imagine.
It's just felt incredible to share the stage with 15 other musicians and 350 people in the room each night.
To be a small part of this big thing that's going out of speakers and to see the reaction on people's faces is just incredible, I think.
The atmosphere's been just amazing. I think, you know, the building, the crowd, the rest of the band, and hopefully the songs as well, it's just, you know, it's made it incredible. We've had some sing-alongs, which we didn't know what to expect. You know, at our big DJ gigs, people sing along to the songs, but, you know, this is a seated venue, so we didn't expect people to stand up and sing at the end of the night. So, yeah, it's been amazing.
And given that this is such a small space, and so few people, the response feels so immediate, and you know, we can, as we're playing these tracks, we can look at people, we can see how it's going down, and that's the scary but the wonderful part of this.
And that's sort of what I hope to get out of it. I think for me the experience of doing it and seeing firsthand the reaction to that material, yeah, it's been worth waiting for. It's fantastic.
Well, it's almost impossible to really say how this is going to affect the band as a whole.
Whenever you do anything like this, it always affects the songs that you write in the future. It affects, you know, things that you want to do in the future.
I think we've all sort of had three individual journeys with this acoustic project, and it almost feels like it's been so full on that we haven't really had the time to sit back and see what's happened. We've all learned so much from this, but I think everybody feels a little bit almost sad that it's sort of time to stop doing it for now. I think everybody's feeling as though that we'd really love to do it again.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.